Well, good afternoon and good morning, depending on where you are in the United States or around the world. Welcome to the Higher Dimensions. This is Phyllis Pricer, your hostess, and today we have a special treat, someone who has been on BBS Radio before and who I like to call a friend of mine. This is Atira, and with Atira comes Dom. And welcome to the show.
Hi, Phyllis. It's wonderful to be on again. I miss my BBS family. And, you know, you're the one that actually helped me get my first radio show. It was lovely.
I am publicly so
for that because it was a fabulous opportunity.
Well,
and all the people at BBS are so lovely.
They are. They're very special people. They always have been. And they are, you know, Don especially and his brother, they're all good people, and just like you and I, and so we belong to a mutual admiration society.
Well, they're really bringing wonderful metaphysical shows
yes.
to the airwaves, and that's the education is the best
yes.
spiritual education,
and that is important. And I understand that's one of our topics for today.
That is one of our topics.
I'm going to allow you to guide the show. I am here for the ride, ladies and gentlemen. This is the way I like it to be. When people have so much to tell us, I like to just be here in support of them, and you go for it, girl, and I'm right on there with you. Okay?
Thank you so much, Phyllis.
I
thought we would talk about where are our light workers in this moment? In all this turmoil that's being preached
yes.
at us, and, you know, every time you turn on the TV, you know, it's like the world in crisis, you know.
Yes.
What are they sending to our subconscious mind with that statement, you know? And as I was talking with Dom, which is my spirit guide,
yep.
He said it's a very important thing to get out to the light workers.
Okay.
You know, we're not in kindergarten anymore. Most of the people I know, you know, have been doing this 25 or 30 years now. I mean, we went out, most of us were out on the limb before Shirley went, and a lot of us went out with her, you know.
And hopefully we were not sawing off behind us, you know what I mean?
you know, may not have been quite the same limb, but we went out there anyway.
Yeah, we were out there hanging around looking like
right.
that.
And, you know, really, I was at a big seminar, actually a lovely, lovely seminar in Arizona, but it dawned on me how evolved lightworkers have become as the speaker
yeah.
began to speak and was talking about some basic things. It
mm-hmm.
was just too basic for us. We're going like, huh, you know?
Really?
Wait a minute. We observed that 25 years ago or so. So
yeah.
it's really interesting. You know, most of us have talked to our inner child, have cleaned
yeah.
out our cosmic basement, have,
right.
you know, have
yeah.
done, you know, all the things where you've gone to these
right.
workshops. 90% of us anymore are Reiki masters or healers of some kind.
Yes.
It sort
yes.
of comes with the territory. So
yes.
we become this really interesting, what Dom likes to say is, we're beginning to let go of the labels that we acquired.
Yes.
I'm a healer, I'm a medium,
yes.
I'm a psychic,
yes.
whatever.
Yes.
To become masters.
I find that.
To become masters, yeah.
Yes.
And to own that masterhood,
yes.
as uncomfortable as it yet seems, you know?
Yes. And I think that's a very interesting way of putting it, because I have turned from that path, too, as far as when people weigh me and say, somebody said, oh, you have a healing ministry, and I kind of blink and say, I do. Yeah, I find myself out there just doing what it is I do every day.
Well, I think as masters, we tend to use whatever tool is in our spiritual cosmic toolbox, right?
Right.
For the moment, whatever the moment is, you know, whether we're
right.
healing or speaking, wherever spirit takes us, we use what
right.
we need to.
Yeah, which is what I do with my radio show a lot. It's just
absolutely.
To dictate,
you know,
what's going to be said.
Yeah, right. Well, and with a radio show, you have to trust.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what you're going to get. You could hear somebody speak greatly somewhere else, and then the minute they get on the radio, it's like, I don't know.
I've had that happen to me. I've never been at a loss for words. This is amazing.
So what I found, especially right. since October of last year,
yes.
is that we're going through such a change of vibration that there's some symptoms I want people to look for. A lot of people
okay.
have had vertigo, a dizziness. They've
okay.
had unusual back issues.
That's for me.
They look in the mirror and they wonder, they've lost their identity. They're confused about who's looking back. I think that's
okay.
really happening right now. Because
okay,
a lot of people identify.
A moment. I think I heard the...
Call?
I think so.
Okay.
Hello? You're welcome. Are you on the show?
Good morning, Phyllis. This is Maureen from Tacoma.
Oh, Maureen from Tacoma. Here's a special lady, Atira.
Hello, Maureen.
Hi, Atira. Nice to hear your voice.
Oh, nice to hear
and
you.
And yes, I do think there's a different vibration happening here since October for people. And how interesting to think about, you know, how it manifests in the body, you know.
I think we're all in that fiber kind of fog that's going on because, first of all, I think we've been hit with a stun gun with our economy.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, yes.
But I think as light workers, we're going like, what? Because
yes.
You know, as light workers, we think we're so much more aware. Why didn't we see it all coming? You know?
Actually, I did, but that's okay.
Many of us did, but maybe
and
not
some
everybody.
People did. But I think some people are still, I mean, some light workers are
yes.
still juggling the human job and
yes. right.
doing their work. And so it's really a strange place
hard.
To be.
It is.
So do you have a question about the energy and how it's shifting?
Well, I was wondering if you could sense the energy, you know, just for myself, if you do that personally. I don't know if you do that through the radio.
Sure, I can
my
try.
My own energy feels like it's really moving fast.
Yeah, it is. It's see, we're not in the third and fourth dimension anymore. Everybody was talking about last year, oh, we're
yeah.
moving to the fourth dimension. They go, hello, we need to talk. Because
yeah.
we're really, you know, we're actually, most light workers are have been in the fourth and fifth for a long time. We're going to sixth
yeah.
and seventh. And the difference between those shifts is like the Grand Canyon.
Okay.
When we go from fifth to sixth or seventh, it's like trying to jump the Grand Canyon. The other ones are like trying to leap, a, you know, cross a path somewhere small, not mm-hmm. very wide. So everything's spinning faster, and so you do. You feel, that's one reason, the dizziness and the things we're feeling in our body. Because we're trying to get our grounding down, right? And now because Earth is shifting so much, how can you ground to something that's moving? It's pretty hard.
Well, that's an interesting concept. That would explain why people keep telling me to ground, and I keep seeing with what, where.
Right. And so I actually teach now to ground from your silver cord and see
uh-huh.
that silver cord going up and wrapping around whatever your version of the little finger of God is. So if you worship Buddha, it could be a little finger of Buddha for whatever. Because if you ground to the etheric, from whence you came, what's going to happen?
Well,
it's going to keep you more stable. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. So we're learning this whole new shift of things, Maureen. Does that kind of help you? So you're not the only one kind of feeling like you're spinning out of bounds. I also think you're coming off about a year and a half roller coaster ride emotionally. So you're really out of it. You just haven't planted your feet quite yet. Does that help?
Yeah, in some ways, but I feel like I am planting my feet and that things are moving ahead. I
yeah.
don't quite feel out of bounds, but I just feel like the energy is moving fast, and am I seeing the right way, kind of like am I seeing the right direction? I just need an affirmation about that.
I do think you're absolutely seeing the right direction, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do feel like for you right this minute, it's just sort of standing. I mean, they're saying it twice, so I'm going to do it. They're saying really plant your feet and stand your ground about some things, and that's going to make everything else settle down for a few minutes, you know, so that you get your bearings. It gives you focus and direction.
Okay.
And the next 2 months need to be all about you. All about you.
That's
so bless your heart. I hope that helps a lot.
All about me, huh?
I know. I think that's hard for you, and I think that, you know, Spirit's adamant that's what you need to do, so...
Alrighty.
See, we get caught in ego that we think if I say it's all about me, that's selfish. And sometimes if we don't make it about us, what happens?
You lose yourself. And
you, right,
yeah,
you
we,
lose
have,
yourself.
We have down, unhappy downtime usually because we didn't center on ourselves and get our own selves very stable and very in the moment for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay?
All right. Thank you
Take
very
care,
much.
Honey.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Talk to you later, Maureen.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a good tarot reader.
Oh, wonderful.
She is, and
I want to talk about that. It's interesting to me in the last 3 months in particular how many other readers I've heard from. And they're going like,
really?
Here, what is up with this energy? It's like I'm out of sync, you know, or I'm hooking into spirit differently. You know, I'm having these times where I am so cold, my body is so physically cold, I can't seem to get warm. I feel like I'm pushed out of my groove. And why am I being challenged by these lower vibration people, you know, that are make you out of your comfort zone? And I said, I think it's the test, guys. I think this is the big test.
Uh-huh.
Are you really going to hang on to being a light worker, or are you going to cave in?
Uh-huh. Isn't that interesting? I said something similar to someone not too long ago, someone who's just coming, and I said, the universe has a way of when you say you're going to do something and you get some affirmations, and then it's kind of the universe comes and says, but do you really mean it? And
right.
throw a challenge in your way and say, you know, you have a choice now. What are you going to do? You're going to do what you said, or are you going to go back to the way you were? And I have felt that too. I mean, I have had a little bit of a wavering lately in saying, you know, well, what's the option? And I look at the past history and I say, not much of an option when I really stop and think about it. I really have to keep my head focused and my eyes forward.
Well, I think as a mature light workers, it is what we have to do. We have to really go, okay, if I truly believe the metaphysics that I've, you know, taught and worked with all these years,
right.
and that I co-create my own reality, then I have to own what I've co-created. I have to own that I wasn't watching, you know, Big Brother and the government like I should have, because I
right.
didn't understand all that, but
right.
I sure in the heck got my eyes open right now.
Right, yeah.
So what is the option about that? So the answer to some of this is to really send energy. I mean, we now as light workers have a lot of power. That internet thing,
right.
that little box, that works pretty darn good for things. And
right.
I'll tell you, if I really believe if enough people started writing in to CNN and other news things and saying, I don't want to see the word crisis. I
yes.
want to see the word country in recovery.
Yes. yes.
You're sending the wrong thing
yeah,
to my subconscious mind.
Right. It's self-fulfilling. I think even the administration is changing that. You notice lately they've been saying, oh, it's good. It's getting better. We've seen things. You know, it's not as dark as it was.
I know, but we as light workers have to participate,
sure.
you know.
That's
the
that
other
too,
thing.
Right.
And we have to show, we have unlimited amount of power. And
right.
we forget that we have that connection
exactly.
to divine spirit, and we can throw white light
yes.
everywhere. Everywhere
yes.
we see darkness. And so I really think it's time for us to really do that, move forward. Take deep
mm-hmm.
breaths, kind of, you know, also center yourself, because I think truly everybody, no matter whether you're really into metaphysics and walk your talk,
mm-hmm.
we all are affected by this economy. And certainly the minute, your finances get threatened, you go into fear. I'm not being airy-fairy metaphysics here.
Right.
I'm being realistic.
Right.
That we have to look at things. We have to also see things differently. We also have to change some self-talk and not get caught up
yes.
in the fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
That's the
yes.
fastest way to disintegrate everything.
Well, yes, because then you create a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Absolutely. And we're
yes.
so blessed
yeah.
to be aware that we can keep that balance, that we can go back and say, okay, this is fear. This isn't, you
right.
know, I know what it is.
Right.
A lot of people
right.
don't even know to recognize what it is.
Huh.
So as we go back and really go, okay, this is fear. This really is an illusion, okay?
Right.
And it can either affect me this way or this way. And so
mm-hmm.
my focus is to maintain and go back, you know, to that law of attraction, because it's working
mm-hmm.
whether we're aware of it or not.
Right.
You know.
And it's always working, 24/7.
Right. So I don't want to attract more fear. I want to attract more positive. So
mm-hmm.
what if for, you know, 2 days even, I'm not asking a lot of light workers, but even
right.
just for 2 days, we all saw the Tao go up. If we all saw the energy and focused our
right.
power of mind there
yeah.
to see the Tao and the everything go up and see the gas go down, I'm all for that.
Yeah.
To stay down. Where we can afford it. But, you know, I have a sense of humor about
too.
The world.
Yeah, well, I don't have to keep a sense of humor about it, or you could
right.
really dig your own little sorrowful grave there.
Right.
I agree. Yes.
But back to where we are is with this
yes.
new energy shift. You know, a lot of things are going to feel strange. We're going to have a few panic attacks. We're
mm.
going to have, you know, vertigo, I think, definitely. We're
I
also going to have where you kind of like, you want to say something and it just won't come out of your brain.
Uh-huh.
And it's not old age. It just is.
I thought that was what we call a senior moment.
Yeah. Really, and a lot of people also have had, Mary Ellen and I have had many hits to our website, which I'm going to give my website if you don't mind, www.angelscribe.com, because we have run a lot of numbers on our website for a lot of years. I mean, probably 20 years now.
Right.
And but people are calling me, and they'll find our website and say, I keep seeing repeating numbers. What is all this, you know, digital things, and on the clock and license plates, and everywhere I go, this number seems to be following me. And I go, Spirit's trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
You know, go back, find what it is. Follow that spiritual breadcrumb trail.
Well, you know, every time I go out, I have to tell you this, for a couple of years now, I see a series of fours together. And it runs usually about three fours together. And I might see it four times just driving somewhere, or three times, either on a phone number, on a license plate, or a truck, or a building, you know.
Well, I love that.
Or TV. I mean, it just... Yeah. It just keeps showing up and showing up, and I said, well, those got to be the angels talking to me.
Yeah, 444s are a series of fours, always is angelic. It's fabulous. It's very fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, it's actually sad that numerology is not taught more, because it's a fascinating subject. It's fascinating. But all of these are ways that Spirit uses to get us back on track, and because that shift is so, like I said, it's like the Grand, or at least it feels like the Grand Canyon. It's not really, but it said it's going to be so much faster, so much different. So for readers in particular, and I'm sure for healers and everything else, how I connect to Spirit, how I click in, is very different.
Okay.
And it's almost like, instead of, used to be I had a switchboard that had 12 lines.
Right.
Okay. And, you know, you can manage that pretty much with a good guide.
Right.
But now it's like I have, 142 lights buzzing at the same time. And how I connect them is different. And sometimes it can be overwhelming. So we have to really, again, any reader, anybody who's having some of these experiences, go back to your center and try some of your tools. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to get a little frustrated, because some of your other techniques that you've used for many, many years are not going to be there for you. And what will happen is Spirit will show you a new evolution of that. You know, it's just like we don't do really 45 records anymore.
No,
we don't.
Of course not.
Very, very few people play those, right?
Right.
Have the record player to do it.
Or the 33 and the third.
Yeah. We have CDs, so, you know, it's just like that. We're upgrading our spirituality and all of our metaphysical things, and I really believe it's because of 2012.
Okay.
And I also think that, from what I can get from Spirit, that all of even the things that are going on in our government is an upgrade for 2012.
Yeah. Okay.
To teach us kind of to go back to some values.
Yes.
We've gotten away from some of our values. And I mean that I know the spiritual people, are more connected and care more for perfect strangers. I've seen it. However, as a society, we've kind of gotten away from that sense of extended family.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I really admire President Obama for is really instilling the values of family values. You can tell he's very connected about his kids. He's very adamant about black men in particular, because he worked in areas where a lot of people had babies and then left, you know.
Yeah.
He's very adamant about showing up. If you've fathered a child, it should show up, black or white, but in particularly in the black race he was talking on TV. But, you know, it's true. We have to get back into our senses of families. And extended family, you know, sometimes our spiritual family that by choice is easier to connect to than the ones we came into. However, we really have to get a sense of value for human life, for each other. And that's really what I think the spiritual people that are awake are really going to be the leading interest in.
Yes, yes. I guess, too, what I've been hearing about, at least Obama, is there seems to be a lot of consternation with regard to him, hearing that he's just evil, you know, in some ways. I did not see that at all. And yet some fairly good people seem to think that he's just hiding his true light. I don't get that sense at all, personally.
Well, I actually would be stunned a little bit about that. I'll tell you why. Because, A, I had saw Abraham Lincoln in his energy field long before I ever saw into the race for that. And
yes,
I think you and I have talked about that. And I really believe that, you know, he's what you see with him is what you get. I think he's in the 20 whatever days or whatever we're up to, 35 days since he's taken office. You know, we've had more things outed and made public than probably in the last 10 administrations. So I can't buy his evil. I buy that he's kind of really showing you where the dirt is.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that he wouldn't take the sponsors from, oh gosh, what do they call it? From the money from the consortium. Hey, made me happy because then, you know, then he doesn't owe him anything. You know, he makes decisions.
Right.
So how can he be too evil when that's probably the first really clear, clean example we've had?
In many years. You know? I saw John F. Kennedy's, same spirit that was John F. Kennedy is in him also, by the way.
A really interesting dichotomy, I really think.
It's the clarity.
And not to get into a political thing.
No.
But certainly the political things are affecting us. What I think is most important is I think he's all for the right things that in America we've had a long run of things that weren't working. And we know that education's paramount. We know that if an person gets educated, they're less likely to wind up in jail. We know that our health care is paramount for our children as well as our elderly. And so if he only was able to reform those two things, I think it would change the world. And let's face it, he didn't create this. He inherited a really bad situation.
That's true.
I think we all
inherited it.
Right. If we would all, like, whether we like the person or not, our job is to be we the people.
Exactly, and I agree with you.
We the people should send light to support our president who is trying to make a difference. Now, I find it hard to believe that people would support the last president we had who helped get us in this situation and yet be so defensive about this one. It just seems like an ego call.
It is. And I found that very interesting.
I don't want to be political. I'm saying to you that this is the person who I see making some good choices. So we should support the good choices.
Yes.
And the ones we don't like, we can support the other way.
We don't like it. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And I think that he is more visible and more accessible so far than any president I've been aware of before.
Yes. Well, yes, he has, and it's been a long while. I won't tell you how old I am and go down that old road.
But spiritually, again, our responsibility is, you know, we're light workers. Where are we going to put our light energy?
Okay.
Where are we going to make our conscious choices?
Yeah. Yes.
And everything's a conscious choice.
Yes, I agree. I agree wholeheartedly, and I am 100% with you on that one. We have a choice to make now, each and every day, and I think that one of the things that I had received through one of my channelings was that to expand our awareness every single day, to know where we are each day, to become more aware, just even looking, and it's an exercise that I suggested, that to expand our awareness is, even though we take the same route every day to work, see if we can see a different flower opening or a different leaf falling or a different car or something. Just become aware of where we are in the now, because the more we are aware in the now, the more spiritually we will grow and the more quickly we will grow spiritually.
Well, I really highly suggest for people right now in this time is to really take self-inventory. Who am I? What do I want? What don't I want? What am I not willing to change? What are my fears? What is my favorite time of day? You know, really get into who you become and also really be aware of, because, you know, I'd like to say that light workers were so perfect that they didn't, you know, participate in this economical thing.
We haven't graduated yet. We haven't graduated yet.
No, well, I mean, you know, some light workers really got out on a limb financially by going to a lot of workshops and, you know, putting tons of money, you know, in their spiritual education, which, you know, I'm all for, you know. But we also have to be realistic, and we have to know that we created some of these problems, and how can we help uncreate? And also, I think, too, as light workers, we have to step up to the bat. And I do think, just like some of the restaurants in some places are reducing their fees, I think it's time.
Yeah.
I think people who charge $700-$800 for reading, I have to question that.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's out there.
Oh, I...
You know, I have to question, how can that be economically okay? And you and I, Phyllis, know that people, when they're desperate, when they're in pain, when they've lost someone, especially, and they hear somebody on the radio, TV, and they believe they're the one, or they've authored a lot of books, that they will they can't stand it. They've got to go. And I know people who have hawked their house, have borrowed against their home
to go have
a reading.
See, that's
but they're
not
in such
right.
pain. I understand.
I understand the pain,
but
and I understand
I have a
right for the person.
As a light worker, say, is that right? I mean, is that a good thing? And if I'm a spiritual reader and I hear that from a client, the first thing I would do is say, oh, no, this is not going to happen.
Well, I have a rate that I charge.
Discernment's important.
But if somebody calls me and says I can't afford it, I said, all right, tell me what you can afford. I am willing to serve, you know. And some people...
And you just hit on it, darling. It really is about service. I'm very big on teaching my students. I'm so blessed to have two classes that are fabulous. And I said, don't go down this road if you don't want to be of service, because that's what it's about.
That's what you're here for.
If you're going down it just for yourself, that's cool too. But really, truly, even if you're opening up yourself, you will find it will bleed over. You know, pretty soon you're helping your neighbor and your relative. And, you know, it's really about service. It's a wonderful time to be alive and be part of this dynamics. And the good news is I do really believe by 2012, consciousness will be shifted so much. We will now be the norm. We won't be the minority or the somewhere in between. We're going to, you know, people are going to be seeking out a lot more light workers to learn, to get educated. You know, a lot of religions are going to, as you noticed over the last 5 years, they've started incorporating. You know, if you watch Joel Osteen, you can't help but see an incredible metaphysical Christian teacher. So we're really blessed that it's starting at a fairly big level. Oprah, bless her heart, said metaphysics and had some wonderful people on. So the consciousness is shifting, and I do feel like those kinds of things are now being put in place to support us. So we're opening doors.
So.
It's been a long ride, hasn't it, darling?
Oh, hell yes.
It's been a long trip. But a worthwhile one. So what I'd love to do is open the lines for people who have questions about how the shift might affect their life, or, you know, have some questions that we could answer, unless you have some more things you'd like to kind of talk about.
Well, no, I have no issues with that. If nobody calls in right away, I can say this. I do have a program in nursing assistant that considers traditional and alternative therapies that I am trying to get accredited so it can be start training this year. And it looks like there's a strong possibility. Do you see that happening?
I actually do. And I'll tell you why. I really think a lot of the things that have been under that gray area, where do we put them, that are metaphysical, mainstream's going to get online. And they don't have any other choice, really, truly, to tell you that, because the consciousness is changing. People are demanding this kind of stuff. And the second part of that is, as long as you're connected to some mundane things as well, the credibility will come.
Yes. Well, we're trying to work it through a local university, and if not, and I also really want to do...
we're going to stop right here. You got to take out these words. These are forbidden words. Want, need, trying.
Okay, got it.
You're cosmically busted.
I'm cosmically busted.
I desire to
do PTSD, and we seem to be stymied, my partners and I, in doing this work, and we're not sure why that is.
Again, I think it's that divine timing. Sorry, okay. Guys. Okay. I know sometimes we're, like, trying to do that, and we look down, oops, it's our foot on the door.
Yeah.
So we can't get out. It's sort of that divine timing thing. I do think that will trip, but I think you're a couple months before it'll go.
Oh, a couple months I can live with.
Yeah.
A few more years. Because I did this training.
I don't think it's going to be that many years. I think you're really stuck till almost August, and then doors open. So.
Oh, geez, I hope it's more than that with some of this stuff.
It's not open to a flood, Phyllis. It's okay.
It's not open to a flood?
It's not going to be a flood. It's going to be good things when you open the door.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah.
Just let me know if I need my life raft. Anyway.
Nope.
Anyway,
we already used that.
Oh, yeah. Well, please feel free to call in and ask your questions of Atira. I would love to hear this. Sometimes I hear later that people are so fascinated with what's being talked about, they don't call in. But
think it's a fascinating subject. It sounds like we got one.
We got a live one. Welcome to the higher dimension. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Shirley out in California.
Hi, Shirley.
Welcome.
Really enjoying what you guys are talking about.
Oh, wonderful. What is your question?
Well, in alignment, I guess, in what you guys are talking about, the economy and whatnot, I really believe that I am going to be abundant this year, and I just wanted to see if you guys saw any of that happening for me.
Shirley, I do. I think that if you can keep your focus, and I want you to go to kind of observer mode, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love for you to observe the people around you, because here's what I want to say. I think that you're going to have to let some people that you call friends fall away a little bit because they're negative Nellies, you know?
Yeah.
And it's kind of getting in your way. There's a wonderful book I highly recommend everybody read right now. It's called The Power of Your Subconscious Mind. Because just like I caught Phyllis on
words,
it's really keeping the focus of not saying I'm trying or I need, but I desire.
Right.
Desire creates because it goes into that bigger consciousness and subconscious mind to create. And so you're co-creator, and because your attitude right now is very structured, it's really going to help you.
There's another book that I want to recommend, too, and Terry, you might not have heard of it. It's called Drunk with Wonder, Awakening to the God Within.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
By Steve Ryals, Ryals. He's going to be on my show the 22nd and again in April. You should read that. You would find it fantastic. Okay?
Fabulous.
Both of you.
Drunk with Wonder?
Drunk with Wonder.
So I think actually, you know, again, your window is a little earlier. Yours is in June, July. Okay?
We
loser?
What do you mean by window? I'm not
the window of opportunity, meaning that's what I see highlighted. When I see months highlighted, that means to me it's green, go. New beginnings, things open up. You know, careful what you wish for, you can get it.
Yeah.
But you have to wish big and you can't uncreate. There's the thing.
It's
because that's the window. You can miss it if you uncreate, you know, so you have to be very focused of what you want it to look like.
Absolutely. I agree
100%. We're so done with this wishy. We can't be wishy-washy anymore,
exactly.
Guys.
Exactly. Not anymore. No, you're absolutely right. You have to make it.
I mean, we can, but we'll win all the way.
Yeah, well, you're good. It's like what I call the push-me-pull-me animal.
Yeah.
From Dr.
Doolittle,
Doolittle, yeah. If you say, and then you hesitate or you pull back a little, you undo what you just done.
And manifestations are not going to be... For a while, we were creating in a blink, you know, we'd say it and then we'd create it in a very short time. And if we hadn't kept our focus, we created it with a twist we didn't like usually. Uh-huh. Now there's a little time delay, which is probably a blessing because it'll save our butts in the long run.
Oh, now I had heard that it was speeding up. I had heard the opposite.
Things will speed up. The way you put it out there is right now speeding up, but for right now, it seems like through... Dom told me through April there'll be a little delay, which is probably a good thing. I think it's trying to teach us, are you really sure about what you want? You know what I mean? Are you really there?
Are you sure?
I like the safety net. I do. I like a safety net. Because sometimes I don't cross all my T's and dot my I's. It's a really time where, you know, write it out many, many, several times what you want to bring in. And it can't be generic, guys. Here's the other thing. It can't be generic, I want to win the lotto. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to be focused. I want to win next, you know, January whatever lotto. And it'll look like this. That's you have to be focused about your abundance. And then how are you going to do spiritual paybacks? What do you need? And then what are you going to do for spiritual paybacks?
Yeah.
Okay. Not my law. Cosmic law.
Well, what do you mean spiritual paybacks?
I believe everything we do, we have times where we do spiritual payback. Just like you said, what can you afford or can't, if you can't afford it. You know, some January's are spiritual paybacks month for me. I give a lot of free readings.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my birthday month.
Well, you better call me, Phyllis. You'll get a free one. Because I believe for every action, there's a reaction, you know? And in order to cause the right reaction, I have to cause right action. And that's
right.
The thing we forget. We're so programmed to fall back on autopilot, and we really are going through this time where we have to go in our cosmic basement, in our emotional debris fields. Because if you don't and you go into this new energy, it's going to float to the top anyway.
Okay.
And then you're going to feel overwhelmed.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with it.
So it's better to take it piece by piece and go, oh, yeah, why did I have that there?
Okay. Yeah, I seem to be having, and I'm wondering if this is a series of closings, too, relationships of people contacting me after so many years, and all of a sudden the relationships, people I haven't talked to in years, but, you know, it's just enough to say closure.
Right.
And then moving on, and I'm a little
surprised. A lot of that's happening, and before we went on the air, we were talking about a lot of people aren't going to stay here. A lot of people are leaving the planet, have you noticed? I mean, in my circle, I mean, of people around me, I'm amazed at how many. And it's not just older people, because as I get older, of course, we expect that. But however, you know, it's people in their 30s and younger. They just can't take the shift.
Because I've been reading about that, too, and what I've been reading is that it's because some people aren't going to be able to make the shift. Sometimes.
Some people can't make the shift, exactly. Some people can't. Their physical being and emotional being cannot take the vibrational and the largeness of this energy. And so they're choosing. They can't emotionally and mentally and spiritually make that shift.
Wow.
So the truth is, the more that we get God-centered, whatever that is to you, we go back to the center of our spark, that's our divine spark, and connect with that, the easier this expansion will be.
Well,
because if we're,
and we also help others, too, don't we?
Yeah, if we're back connected with that spark, you know, we're not just... We actually align everything, and our body will adjust to it better. Because truly, because it spins so fast, like I said, our body's going, what the heck is this?
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And we have to go, we have to do some body talk and get some treatments. We have wonderful, you know, body workers out there. Thank God, it's their time. Because as a light worker, I'm going like, you know what? I need massage. I need to get this loosened up and not tension so that this energy can flow through me better. You know, it's not getting blocked by my stressful, tight muscles. I mean, how crazy is that? You know, we can't be last on our list anymore, guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling people, to put themselves first on this, because if they can't take care of themselves, I say, how do you expect to take care of anyone else?
Absolutely.
You know, you really need to do that. Could you go over a little bit for us more about the physiological issues that might be coming up as we move into this? We didn't quite develop it as much as I think it could be.
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I think people are really having, people who have not done the clearing of their energy fields and their emotional debris fields, they're getting the cosmic 2x4. The feather's gone. Your chance at the feather's gone. And so that means they're usually having some major, something that happens.
What?
They might pass out. They might have something happen where they wind up in the hospital. They don't know exactly what happened, and they have to like really start paying attention to their body. And I don't want to wait till that. Thanks, I've already had my cosmic wake up call.
Yeah, done that. Yeah, I know. Like I'm having back issues and muscle.
Right. We talked about that dizziness, lower back in particular.
Yeah.
Some people are having upper back because they feel like the weight of the world's on them.
okay, and their universe is not supporting them and things like that?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
You know, and also our tolerance is different. You know, unfortunately, as enlightened people, it's like, I don't know, lately I really struggled with this because I try to get along with everyone.
Yeah.
But lately I actually really can't take ignorant, really racial...
You too?
Arrogant people. I just can't take it.
Yeah, and I've been trying to say, no, you need to develop patience. I've been trying to myself.
It's really taken all my spiritual ability to say, I have to throw divine white light in here. They obviously have their own lesson to learn. But I really choose to not be in anybody's energies that's like that. And sometimes I'm good about not saying anything. Other times I'd say, guys, you need to look at what you're thinking and how you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you're teaching. That's the other thing is, guys, what are we teaching our generation?
Yeah. Because some people...
I turn on the news. I mean, I turn on TV or anything.
Yeah.
What are we teaching?
Yeah.
We have to get back to values.
Yeah.
How can we believe that our kids aren't going to be involved in gangs and drugs and all this garbage when every show you turn on is all about kill them, get them, murder them, and foul language? What is that? Foul language is a very low vibration.
And
when I see a 6 and 8-year-old using the F word to their mom, I'm going like appalled.
Yeah.
Wait a minute here.
Yeah.
You know, but it's so free on TV. It's terrible. We need lots of light there. I'm a prude or eccentric about it, but it's the vibration.
If
anybody's ever yelled at you and used foul language, how do you react? How does your aura?
Your aura just
goes, you know?
Yeah.
It's on red alert.
It affects your immune system. All right, welcome to the show. Who's calling?
This is Dawn from Ravensdale.
Hello, Dawn, darling. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm nervous, but we're good.
Oh, that's great. Then I feel the same. Thank you very much.
What can I ask? What can I do for you?
Well, I actually am feeling the same things that you are just expressing. Is I feel very alone, and all the people around me that I have feel like I really have shared energies with it's shifting.
And it is shifting.
In my cave dwelling, I'm feeling very lonely now. So
I know, and it's
cave. Yeah.
It is sort of like cave time, you know. I liken it to, you know, after Jesus was crucified, he was, you know, basically in the cave for X amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're kind of doing cave time because that's what it requires, is getting in touch with us. And it feels really lonely. I mean, you know, I'm a pretty social person, but lately it's like I don't even want to answer my phone.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't mean that rudely because I love all my friends, but it's almost by the time I'm doing the readings, I'm out on the phone. I can't stand to be on the phone anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're so inundated by that very thing, let's talk about that.
Okay.
We are inundated by cell phones. We are inundated by portable phones, microwave, Game Boys, TV, VCRs, blah, blah, blah. We're on sensory overload, guys.
Right.
So, Dawn, I think it's very important to be able to pull back.
Okay.
I think it's okay. I think the thing to do is to say to your friends, you know what, guys, I'm doing cave time. I just need to be with me for right now. It has nothing to do with you. I love you. Nothing personal. But I need it for me. And what's going to happen is you get really centered, and the shift to this new energy will be easier. The other side effect of that is that when you come out, they may not be the same group of friends because they may not choose to evolve. And you know what? You have to just love them. You have to love them where they are. And as light workers, as we're more aware, we're really gifted with a gift, and that is to love people wherever they are.
Right, and I guess it's hard for me because I'm shifting into that full light worker mode, but I'm having a hard time leaving the lower frequencies behind. I mean, I just feel like...
Right, it is, because we've been there for a while. It's been comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, we're attached, you know. So one way to help that is to say, Dear Spirit, I'm ready for my evolution, my ascension. And so I'll literally cut, you know, the cords because I'm ready for that. It doesn't mean I can't go to the energy and raise someone's energy to commune with me that I love.
Right.
I can still deal with them in their realm. And I'll give you a great example. My sister is very Southern Baptist. Okay, so there's no way. She doesn't even know what I do. Bless her heart. But there's a huge gap of difference, you know. My mother had her at 18, me at 43, so, you know, she's almost old enough to be my mom. So
right.
The thing is, I can talk to her in her realm of Christianity and angels. I don't have to go, Dom says, you know what I mean?
Right.
I can play the balance game. And so that's what Spirit's asking us to do.
Right.
You know,
okay.
we're to spread the light, but whether they choose to step into it is a conscious choice. And you
right.
cannot force anyone. If you do, boy, I don't want that karma, hun. I have enough on my plate.
Right.
So
right.
that isolation you're feeling, very normal. But turn that isolation, instead of feeling isolated, turn it into really what it is, and that's you're the butterfly. You know, you're the caterpillar in the cocoon. And when you come out, you'll be the butterfly. So instead of feeling isolated, say, thank you, Spirit, for this time. This time
okay.
to be with me. And to
right,
really, like, be heart-centered, you know, about who am I becoming, you know? Maybe I want something very different than I did.
Right, and I feel lost about that. So I know something's coming, but I'm just feeling like, what is it? Where is it? Yeah.
So again here, go back again to center of Spirit and say, I'm not going to feel lost, because if I'm lost, I'll find old stuff.
Absolutely. Checkmate.
No, you don't want to do that. So you say, yeah. I'm okay with hanging out, feeling yeah. sort of lost. But in that feeling of lost, I choose to have, again, conscious choice, the feeling
yeah.
gain.
Okay, right.
So every time that loss comes up, say, thank you for reminding me that's where I was, but I choose in this moment to be in the gain. And I'm gaining inner wisdom. I'm gaining wisdom about me, about
okay.
my health, about my community, wherever I'm choosing to be isolated.
Okay, that's
it's
great.
It's going to make it bloom.
That's important. That's very
yeah.
important advice. I'm listening with both little ears.
Yeah, because the really bottom line about all this shift, guys, is you're the center of the universe in this moment.
Yes.
That's what people aren't getting. We have to be very conscious of our own values, our own self, because as a person now who's going to go into this ascension, if I take my crap with me, what happens?
It just follows you along. Right.
I'll just be attracting a higher level of the same thing, and I don't want to do that anymore.
I
want to truly be in the moment with Spirit.
Yeah.
To the point I can say, okay, I don't understand something that's happening to me right this minute, but I trust Divine Spirit. So
yeah.
I have to ask, and if people don't want to do this work, because this is hard work, I'm telling you guys, we're at core work when we're doing this, and that is simply say, is this about me, or is this about somebody else?
Right.
Because sometimes when we're in it, it has nothing to do with us. It's
mm-hmm.
something that's coming up outward.
Yes.
A few years ago, I was involved in something where there was a lawsuit, and it was about some property. So I said, Spirit, I don't get this. I'm a light worker, and I did this and this and this, and like, what is this about? And in the end, it had nothing to do with me. It had everything to do with the people that were taking the action.
Mm.
I felt bad about it. I was wounded about it, but that was my choice, you know, as much as I was in it. But when the light really dawned, it really changed. It wasn't about me. And so sometimes when we're in this, you know, sort of, this is not the dark night of the soul, guys. This is just cave time. We've already done the dark nights of the soul. So if it's just the cave time and it's inducing, who are you going to choose to be? I'll take that, won't you?
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, because when we come out of it, it's going to be the best. I mean, really, truly, think about once Jesus ascended, how he affected the world. I mean, we're talking about him how many thousands of years later.
Yes, right.
I'm ready.
Right. Yeah. And it's important that we remember.
Plus, guys, the last 6 or 8 months, we've been treading water. And I don't know about you, but my little wings are getting tired.
Yeah. No, that's really what I feel, just hanging out and not really making any progression forward. Yeah.
And it's really about, you know, again, I go back to that. Conscious choices. You know, how much time do you put in meditation or prayer? And I'm not saying you have to set in a structured way. Meditation for me can be looking out a window at nature until Spirit takes me somewhere.
Yeah.
But truly, I think it's also being service. You know, again, I'm going to go back to that because we've been light workers, we've been doing a lot, but I have to tell you, we really need to step up to being of service again. And that doesn't mean a lot. I mean, it doesn't mean we have to do it every week and do everything. Even if we volunteered one day a month at a school, we have to go into service and know it's about that. Because we're the future. I believe it. We're the future. And PBS is a big part of that.
Yes,
radio
it is.
Station. I love this.
Oh yes, I love it too. They're wonderful people.
So I hope that helps you, Dawn, because you're an amazing person and you're just blooming so much in your work. And so I leave you with blessings, truly, truly of spirit, because they love you so much.
Well, thank you so much, and we love you too. Thanks, Atira. Have a good day.
Bye bye.
Thank you for calling. I'm so glad. It's funny you said about volunteering because I'm a foster grandparent. And I work 4 days at a hospital where the children are very, very ill.
Bless your heart.
See,
now that's true light worker. I love that about you, and I love a lot of light workers are really making a difference. And I really would love to challenge, you know, there's a lot of great retired teachers out there, and our school systems really need them. Even if it's just one day a week, you know, I really believe the more educated we become, the more centered. And what I love right now about light workers is we can teach metaphysics, and it doesn't have to look like it.
Yeah, I know.
So, you know, you can go to a grade school and help a kindergarten teacher, and you can say, everybody stretch, everybody breathe, and get them calmed down, you know. I don't want this next generation to be the, you know, drugged generation.
Well, that's
We're moving away from that.
Way. I mean, it's really sad because
cancel that. I don't see it headed that way. I see it changed. I see we become more conscious, new choices.
Well, yes, I do too. But in the way I'm saying is when I say at the hospital where I am,
right?
You know, a lot of antibiotics and things are used, and it's over usage in my opinion. But then.
Well, I really believe with this new consciousness will also come some wonderful cures. Wonderful cures.
And I think alternative therapy is very wonderful.
Absolutely. I see that really becoming, according to Spirit, my spirit guide, that they're going to be much more merged. And we've seen it over the last 6 years, for sure, here in Washington.
I would love to see it more. Oh, and here in D.C., and there's still a little bit. But, you know, there's still this fear out there that lawsuits and so forth.
Well, but you know what?
Yeah.
Phyllis, I want to talk to light workers about that, you know.
Right.
Any healers, actually any person. It doesn't have to be someone who's metaphysical. Anybody can pray. And we know that everything is energy, and we know scientifically, it's proven, that prayer works. And so it's a conscious choice to pray for the hospital that if you got sick, you were going to go there. I pray for that, my hospital. And I believe it should. If we all started doing that, you know, how different medicine would be.
Well, it would.
You talk to any hard-working nurse, they don't feel very appreciated. When was the last time? Well, probably you have, but most people don't go, wow, that nurse is a great nurse. Wow, you know, that person is this. And we have to start appreciating people. We need to go back to the values of our parents and grandparents as far as being courteous. We need manners. We need yes, no, yes, please, no, please. We need courtesies. We need appreciation. We need to take the time to say, you know, I get your job's hard.
Yeah.
Thank God I don't have to be a waitress. Oh, my God. It's the hardest job I ever did.
Man.
I hated it.
Oh, I'll tell you.
Bless their hearts. And thank God they're employed, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's a time of really going back to our heart. If it feels good when you get praised, you should be giving out praise. If it feels good when somebody sends you healing energy, you should be healing. Everyone should have a prayer list. Everybody should have a prayer list.
Yes. I know that, why don't we talk about Angel Scribe, that they have a prayer list?
We do. We have a wonderful, on our website, which is www.angelscribe.com. Mm-hmm. Mary Ellen has a wonderful prayer team. They are the best.
I'm part of that, by the way.
Yes, I can't say enough good about them. They do fabulous work. And, but Unity churches have beautiful prayer teams too.
Yes.
Become part of something. And
the ARE
invest in yourself.
Does.
ARE has a wonderful one. Yeah. So, I mean, these organizations have known for decades, probably, that prayer works.
Yeah.
And, you know, really, truly, that's what saints teach us, that prayer works.
Absolutely. So it's a wonderful, uplifting message you have for people today, and I'm so glad that you're doing it. How about giving your email or your website again?
You can get me through the website, which is angelscribe.com, yeah. And, Phyllis, thank you for doing so much of the wonderful work you do.
Well,
I just admire you. The story is me and Phyllis met years and years ago at ARE, thank God, and became instant friends. And so we followed each other's career, and thank God. You know, I'm all for every light worker getting on board. I don't think we can have too many readers, healers, whatever, you know, teachers. We're going to need you all by 2012. So, guys, ducks in a row.
Yes, I'm good. Well, I hope you come on again this year, my dear. I would love to have you. We are getting out of time, so I'd better do my closing.
Absolutely.
And say thank you all. Thank you, my dear, for spending your time. Thank Dom for me. And Miss Angel Scribe and her little Miss Wings and Mysteries and all that. And what a wonderful job you all do. I bless you with goodness, and I thank you all for listening to the Higher Dimensions. Next week, we are going to be coming on with Frank Joseph, who wrote about unearthing ancient America, myths and history and so forth, some fascinating information. And I look forward to having it here on again. Thank you again for making this such a successful show. As always, love and light to you, Atira. And you all can reach me through BBS Radio or area code 202-387-2080. God bless you all. Bye-bye. Bye, Atira.
Bye-bye, darling.